First of all, Ciaran and Cikas Guitars, thank you for having me here. It's a wonderful opportunity to present Taunus Guitare. Taunus Guitare is a platform in the Taunus region, close where I live, close to Frankfurt in Königstein. And it is a platform to promote high-level artists, classical guitarists like Ricardo Guillén, Thibaut Garcia and others. But it's also an opportunity to promote craftsmanship, in particular the luthiers who are responsible to build guitars. And then also it's a way to drive education and to insert the guitar in schools and in educational initiatives in general. Our central vision, in simple terms, we would like to provide free access to the classical guitar, in particular for young students, children, but then also for talents later on. We would like to provide them with free instruments so that there are no barriers of having access to the classical guitar. And also we would like to enrich the cultural experience of the people who are living in the region where we live, in Königstein, Kronberg, and in the Taunus region. What makes it so special? I think we're focusing on quality rather than quantity. We carefully select the people we are working on, and obviously we are leveraging the exceptional facilities we're having in the Taunus region, in particular a close collaboration with the Kronberg Academy and the lovely Pablo Casals Forum, but then also our cultural objective to really insert the guitar into the daily society of the Taunus region. First of all, we intend to have a personal relationship with the artist. For instance, with Ricardo, a lovely friend of ours who we know since almost two decades. So it's all about the artist itself, their openness to collaborate, to support Taunus region, but then also their curiosity, their musical curiosity, and also their way of expressing themselves on stage and obviously off stage. The role to guitar makers is fundamental, I think, and it's something which nowadays is somehow in the back rather than just in the front when the artist or the guitarist or the musician plays the instrument. Our intention is to highlight the craftsmanship of the luthier and to foster the dialogue between the artist itself and the luthier, the guitar makers, in order to improve not just sound, the quality of instruments, but also the awareness of the people and the audience on how much time and craftsmanship actually went into the building process of an instrument. Absolutely, in the future, yes. It all depends also on the sponsors and the funding, but our major aim is to insert the guitar, inject the guitar in local schools. We are aiming to provide some local schools with some beginner guitars. And as I said earlier, we would like to enable and provide free teaching of classical guitar. In addition to that, we are aiming for master classes and later on scholarships. We would like to promote scholarships and young students and talents. We would like to help them in order to achieve the next level, next step for them. Why Ricardo Guillén? I think Ricardo is an exceptional individual. First of all, I personally know Ricardo since two decades. I actually organized the first concert in 2011 in Zurich, and Ricardo was one of the main acts there. Apart from being a great human being, such a humble human being, he's a great musician, and he's also a great professor for guitar in Weimar, Franz Liszt Music University. And then he's Spaniard, and obviously I'm half Spaniard myself. I was born in Madrid, but more importantly, the opening concert of Taunus Guitare will be La Noche de la Guitarra Española, or Spanish Night of the Guitar, with the legendary Concierto de Aranjuez. And Ricardo, being a Spaniard, brings a lot of authenticity. So this is why we have selected him for the opening concert.
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to this invitation to the concert, to the first concert of this new series with Taunus Guitar, that I really hope that it's successful. And what I find it most important, a key of the point, is not just to create another series of guitar. You know, the guitar became really, I think, in my opinion, too close into guitar festivals, and out of this is a completely unknown instrument, at least for most of the real professionals, you know, of the music world. So knowing that the Cranberry Academy and all the area around the success of the musical projection they have with different instruments and no guitar, etc., the idea of putting the guitar right in the middle of this super culture world with this huge tradition and amazing musicians like my partner in Weimar, Emmanuel Schmidt, or for example with Anders Schiff, who are super big stars. I think it's a good point to bring the guitar into the real musical world and take it out from the guitar world that somehow is like what Segovia always wanted to do, to bring this Segovia to the big scenarios of the world. So I think this initiative is super important, not only for just a couple of concerts or something, but to show the guitar to the real musical world. I know that sounds kind of reiterative, because this already was done, but somehow within the last 30, 40, 50 years, the guitar hit himself again on guitar festival. So I think that this is a starting point to get out of this world and give more opportunities to the musicians, of course, or to the guitarists, which is the point at the end.
Taunus region is full of musical culture, in particular through the really good and hard work of Kronberg Academy since the 1990s. So the awareness of the audience is there. We just would like to build on that by introducing the guitar as another instrument for chamber music. And what I can see so far from the initiatives we have launched, there's a high level of appreciation of what we do. And I can't wait to start our concert series with this first concert on May 31st. This first concert we are launching has been introduced since some weeks, and the demand and obviously selling those tickets has been quite a success. But more importantly, the more we are connecting to institutions, to schools, to professionals, the more feedback we are getting, positive resonance and feedback from those individuals. So there's a lot of enthusiasm on what we do, and a lot of willingness to collaborate with us. We have some, I call it strategic partnerships with some newspapers. We have that with some institutions who have helped us with some funding. So the willingness is there. That's great, because without that willingness, we couldn't do what we are doing. And I think it's just the beginning. It's the start of a great journey. I think without sponsors, we couldn't do what we do, right? So there's obviously, there are certain financial limits, and with the help of sponsors like Kulturverein Main, who are helping us, we have been able to launch the first series of concerts, and with all the spectrum we are applying to the concerts, we'll do a recording. There will be this beautiful Casals Forum where we are launching the first series. So in order to drive that sort of culture offering, we need sponsors, and more importantly is our aimed and the educational initiatives we are planning to really provide free access to young talents and students nowadays. We're trying to shift them away from the digital world more into something tangible where they can find themselves, where they can express themselves. So without sponsors, all of that hard work wouldn't be possible, and hopefully you being a sponsor out there are showing some interest in collaborating with us, so we are here to partner with you. Well, willingness to collaborate, to embrace our objectives, to support our objectives, to help us to reach our goals, but then also openness for new ideas, for new projects, to support us on that, not just on the short term, but also in the mid to long term, because I truly believe this is a sustainable social initiative which helps the world to come closer, in particular nowadays with all the geopolitical things which are happening. I think the sponsors can help us to make a difference. I always felt that the guitar is an instrument. Even the building process of the guitar is something wonderful, what is happening. And I always was attracted by the guitar in certain ways. So my passion for the guitar has been there since I was 15, 16, 17 years old. My relationships and the connectivity to all those luthiers across the world has taught me to have a humble approach to the guitar, but then also to help the guitar, help the perception of the classical the guitar. So I feel now in the region where I live with the Kronberg Academy, wonderful Casals Forum is such an exceptional venue. If we leave this unused, there's an unused potential. So that triggered some thoughts and some really hard work on me and my founding members to launch Taunus Guitar as an association who will elevate the perception of the classical guitar in the region where we live. So more to come. Stay tuned and help us to really make a difference through Taunus Guitar. I think the moment will still stand out, in particular when we hear the silence of Ricardo playing his first concert and then followed by the applause. I think that small moment of tension will tell us and show us if it truly becomes a success. I'm truly convinced that it will be a success, and it will be, I guess, rewarding not just for the artist, but also for me and all the hard work by the friends and collaborators which went into this project. So I think that will be a true moment for all of us. The advice I would give to young musicians is stay curious, stay open, embrace culture, embrace music, and try to find your own personality by playing music, by testing guitars, by collaborating with Taunus Guitare, and hopefully it will be a great journey for all of us. Yes, there are some educational initiatives we are now planning. The next concerts will come up in the next years. We're working already with different artists. We're trying to complement our offering beyond the classical guitar. So we have Yamando Costa, for instance, playing in 2027, and some more surprises, great surprises to come. Well, Taunus Guitar will be a fundamental part of the culture in the Taunus region around the classical guitar. We will be an established foundation which will help to promote certain initiatives. And obviously, that's my main objective. We should be more known beyond our region. Maybe an international footprint is something we would like to leave as well. Well, that's a great question. Have a look on taunusguitare.com on our initiatives and projects. Reach out to me through taunusguitare.com. There's always some volunteering work where we need help to reach our objectives. And I'm very curious to see who's reaching out to help us to achieve our goals.
If Christopher allows me to say that, I proposed the idea when he offered me the possibility to open this series of concerts. Then I was thinking of the environment, you know, Kronberg Academy, string instruments, piano, this culture world completely out of our guitar world. And then I thought, okay, the way to reach not only the people there at the Kronberg Academy, but also the audience from the Kronberg Academy, is to show them something else than the guitar world. Maybe they have the guitar associated to popular music, to flamenco, or to something like that. So what else that help a little bit with part of their own food somehow, which is an orchestra, and of course, Concerto de Aranjuez is the most famous concert in the world. Everyone knows it. So I think that this initiative, this idea of connecting guitar with orchestra and with Kronberg Academy, with the environment there, is the most important and valuable thing.